Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. They're called flex hours. Workers being able to customize their workday. What worker wouldn't love that? Although, is it a good policy for businesses? University of Michigan researchers studying the issues that come when you look at splitting your time between work and family. And to talk about the results, I'm joined by Professor Lawrence Root. He's the professor at the U of M School of Social Work. Welcome to the program, Professor Root.
Hi, glad to be here, Mike.
Now, you studied the satisfaction rates and productivity rates of workers and how they're impacted by flexible hours. What kind of results did your study find?
Well, let me sort of give you an idea of what we did so you have a sense of what we're drawing conclusions about. We were looking at the way workers balance work and family responsibilities when they're working in a fairly rigid factory environment. We spent about 2 years working in a factory in southeast Michigan. We call it Sylvania, that's a pseudonym. And we basically observed how the work flowed. We talked to workers. We did systematic interviews that lasted maybe 60 to 90 minutes with people. And we asked them a whole range of questions about work and family and things like that. One of the things that jumped out of this was that when workers in this fairly highly structured work environment didn't have formal ways to get flexibility, they used their own kind of initiative. They took worker agency in order to find that flexibility. We found situations where a worker wanted to participate in something with his family, and they were able to, in the best cases, they work with a supervisor who was supportive, get some time off, but often we found they would just work with their colleagues and kind of figure out a way to drop out for a while and come back without disrupting the workflow. What we found was that when workers didn't have formal mechanisms for getting work and family flexibility, they just took matters into their own hands sometimes.
I see. Now, is this something that they were using on a regular, daily, or weekly basis?
Well, I don't think it was on a weekly basis or anything like that. I think it was for dealing with things that come up. They really felt they had a responsibility to their family. One of the things we found, one of the things that really sort of clued us into this, is I was doing an interview with a man who was very involved with coaching his kids' football team, and they had a big Saturday game that was going to come up, which was for their like little league championship. And he made it clear that he couldn't work on that overtime on that Saturday unless he could leave at noon. And so the way he described it, he had this arranged, he came in, but his boss said, "I can't let you go. We have too much production to get out." And he said, "Okay, you can't do it. You promised me." He left at noontime for his lunch break, called in, said his car broke down, and said he'd try to get back, and he went off to the game. So that kind of disrupted things for work. He had kind of a good inspector's job and got transferred out of that job, but missing that obligation to his family was too much. And so the fact that he couldn't have any formal way of doing it, he took his own action, and it wasn't good for the company. It wasn't good for him either.
Well, I mean, I guess traditionally people know their hours of work and they're expected to work those hours. Are workers now beginning
to... overtime.
Oh, I see.
And overtime, you know, he said he would come in, he agreed to work on the condition he could get off. So there was a mix-up there.
Are workers now, though, becoming or expecting more flexibility in general from their employers when it comes to adapting to their personal lives?
Well, I don't know whether they're expecting more. I think that there's been a lot of attention to the fact that kids need parental involvement. And when you have both parents working, it's a tough situation. A lot of older workers talked about never getting a chance to participate in their kids' lives and being really regretful about it. I had one man tell me how that his son now is a swim coach at a high school in the area, and he never once saw him compete when he was in high school because he was always working on the afternoon shift. The afternoon shift had him away from the home from, you know, in that case, something like 2 in the afternoon until midnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking to Lawrence Root, professor at the University of Michigan School of Social Work. Are most companies now, though, not instituting flex hours? Is that not becoming a regular part of the workplace for most people?
I think a lot of people are trying to. I think that flex time has become something of a norm in some areas. Most of the studies that have been done of this sort of thing kind of focus on kind of professional level employees who might have a little bit more control over their time. We were looking at a situation where it's tough from the company's point of view to give a lot of flexibility. You've got to run production. You're working with teams. You're working with machinery that's got to be utilized. And so I think in situations like that, it's harder to have flex time. I think what researchers are finding is that if you have a mindset of trying to find flex time, you can often work with your scheduling in ways that can achieve more flexibility than you normally expect.
But when you're talking about flex time, ultimately it's something that's done rarely or on special occasions. This wouldn't be a kind of a structural, regular change in schedule, right?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of settings where people do have a certain amount of flex time. There's like flex time of when you begin and when you end, and there's kind of a core time you have to be there. So there are some employees who have a fair amount of flex at either end, starting and stopping times. But I don't think, for most people that's the case.
Is most of the flex time then from your research, was it mostly used for spending time with children?
It's used for often family obligations. I mean, we ran into a number of situations where people would talk about needing flex time because of care for a family member. Right now, there's a federal policy called the Family Medical Leave Act, which allows people to get time off, not necessarily with pay, but allows people to have time off without losing their job in order to take care of a sick relative. We had one woman talk to us about being in a situation where she was trying to take care of her father-in-law, and in this company setting, her supervisor said, "I'm sorry, that's not covered under the Family Medical Leave Act because it's not, it'll cover your the father, but not the father-in-law."
Mm-hmm.
And what she ended up doing was contacting her doctor, who gave her a note that said that she was under stress, and she took time off for that.
Well, it sounds
so there's another way in which she tried to get around it because the company wasn't able to be that flexible, or maybe the supervisor in this case. Because one of the things we found is that line relationship, the relationship with the direct supervisor, and the attitudes there are often very important for achieving flexibility or not.
From what you're saying, though, ultimately for a company to not be flexible with allowing workers time for their personal life, ultimately it leads workers to deceive their bosses in order to take that time.
I think that's exactly right. I think one of the problems is, I mean, people are creative, and when people feel they need something for a family reason, they may take steps that are bad for the company and bad for them.
And what do you see moving ahead? Are companies likely to adapt to this new reality and to be more flexible when it comes to their workers' times?
Well, I think it's a question of having a culture in the workplace that kind of recognizes that, you know, you don't own the person for the time they're at work, that this person is a person who has other obligations, and you try to the extent possible to institute flexibility. And I think that having that sort of culture of not immediately assuming people are, let's say, running a game on you or something like that, but rather accepting the fact that things will come up and trying to find a way within the rules of the organization to accommodate these things.
Well, it's certainly important to have time for work and for family, and sounds like this research is giving us some insight into allowing for both. Lawrence Root, professor at the University of Michigan School of Social Work, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.